We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Friday, February 26th. The Colorado men's basketball team might have secured its invitation to the NCAA tournament on Thursday night, rolling over 19th-ranked USC, sweeping the season series from the Trojans for the third straight season with an 80-62 win at the CU Event Center. Jariah Horn and McKinley Wright both recorded double-doubles. Horn with 24 points, 11 rebounds, going 6 of 9 from downtown. Wright recorded 15 points and a career-high 14 assists in the victory.
We knew how well USC was playing. The level of our preparation was at an extremely high level the last couple of days preparing for these guys. We know they have a top five pick in the NBA draft, so we just try to do whatever we can to make it tough for him, to limit his touches. And then Taj Edey as well, he's been playing lights out over their last 5-6 games. We knew how well he shot the ball, so we tried to make it as hard as possible on him as well. We knew if we took their two best players out that we'd be in good shape.
Colorado controlled the tempo for most of the game, taking a 42-29 lead at the half and never allowing the Trojans to cut the lead back to single digits the entire second half. Head coach Tad Boyle loved the Buffaloes' energy all night long.
We flew around on defense. We really did a great job on personnel. You know, Taj Edey has 13. Evan Mobley has 13. They're their two go-to guys. We really made it difficult on them. You hold USC to 62 points, as talented as they are offensively, you've done something. And I was really, really proud of our guys on both ends of the floor tonight.
The Buffs shot 47% from the field, scored 80 points against the Pac-12's best defensive team. C also recorded 20 assists on 27 field goals in the contest. Colorado improves to 18-7 overall, 12-6 in Pac-12 play, giving the Buffaloes their most ever conference wins in Pac-12 conference play. The Buffs host UCLA at 8 p.m. on Saturday night. We're going to hit the air on the Colorado Basketball Network at 7:30 with the Buffs warm-up pregame show. The game will air in Denver on KOA News Radio, 850 a.m. and 94.1 FM. The Colorado women's basketball team coming off a weekend sweep at the Washington schools last weekend. This week, the Buffs play one game, wrapping up the regular season on Sunday at Utah and Salt Lake City. Buffs and Utes will tip it off at 12 noon. The 3-0 Colorado soccer team is on the road for the first time this season, heading to Washington for a pair of matches. The Buffs will open Pac-12 conference play this afternoon at 4 o'clock Mountain Time against the Huskies and then prepare for a non-conference rematch with the Huskies on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Volleyball is at Oregon. Tennis, meanwhile, plays at CSU on Saturday. And on Sunday, lacrosse plays DU at Prentice Field. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.